Saying the things you wish you could. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome back to it. You hear about the border all the time, the border crisis, which finally the media and others came around to admit, yes, we have a crisis. No kidding. And a lot of it dates back to a 2015 ruling by a single judge in California. A lot of this dates back to a single judge in California who took a 1997 case and then added families to the settlement related to children. The Obama administration vehemently argued against that decision. A single judge in California, an activist judge, just one, precipitated most of this entire crisis we've been seeing at the border in the last couple of years. And what it did is it said that these families could only be detained for 20 days. Well, you can't get the case resolved, adjudicated in 20 days. Wouldn't happen. Couldn't happen. And so now the Flores rule, as I understand it, has been put into place. And this means until the whole court situation is resolved, these family units can be held in detention facilities. Now, in the last 30 days, we've seen the number of illegals coming across the border drop by something like 28%. 28% has been the reduction in those coming across the border. We have also seen something very important in the last couple of days. We've seen drone footage of brand new border wall. Brand new border wall is in place, and the president and the administration say by the end of 2020, 450 miles of new border wall will have been built. And the key to this is important, because every time a new mile of border wall is put into place, resources are freed up. Personnel and financial resources are freed up to address other issues along the border, other places where people are coming across illegally, coyotes bringing human trafficking, delivering drugs for the cartels. It's all there. And so when you talk about opening 10 miles, 20 miles, 450 miles, that frees up a tremendous amount of people and resources to address the problems at other points along the border. And this is key. And so you haven't heard a lot of this, certainly not from the mainstream media. And I felt it was extremely important for me to share this with you here today, because I think it's important for you when you're having conversations, certainly with those that are on the other side of this issue, it's important to explain to people all of the things that have been done. All of the things that have been done to address the problem of a porous border, which is not good for the United States, despite what people may say, an open border is a terrible idea. Terrible idea because you don't know who's coming in. Unchecked, unvetted, and then unleashed in America is not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. All right? So the Flores rule changed the stop, catch, and release by holding immigrant families in federal facilities as long as they need to. As long as they need to before they get their adjudication taken care of, all right? The Migrant Protection Protocols, also a deal in which migrants seeking entry to the U.S. from Mexico may be required to wait in Mexico. That's a deal that the American and Mexican governments have been working on back and forth for several months now. Since it was signed in May, Southwest border arrests have dropped 43%. 43% the arrests are down along that stretch. So you look at the Flores Law, you look at the Migrant Protection Protocols, and all of these things are having an impact, but you don't hear very much about them because it seems to me many in the mainstream media don't want to tell you about it. But my next guest does. Ken Cuccinelli is here. He is the Acting Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Ken, welcome to the program. I've been going through some of the things that have happened here with the decrease in illegals coming across the border, because you don't hear much about all of the success that this administration has had. Some of it you are directly involved with. What you hear about is children in cages and all this criticism and all this histrionics and hyperventilating. But let's talk about the truth, Ken, about what's really happening. Let's start with the fact that we've heard there is many, many miles of new border wall going up. That we're expanding facilities, we're keeping people in Mexico. Where would you like to begin?
Well, you were mentioning MPP, which has been a tremendous success for the president. That's been a direct result of how he has negotiated with Mexico, which has been different from Republican and Democrat predecessors. He has taken a pretty tough line, and Mexico has responded. Let's give them their credit. Their cooperation level has been higher this calendar year in 2019 than anyone can ever remember, and it has shown real dividends, and partly in the form of less people coming to the southern border, but also the Remain in Mexico program is working unto itself. We're holding people until they're hearing dates. They're being held in Mexico, and that's a major deterrent. A lot of what's people rushing the southern border expect to happen is to come across, get caught, be held for a few days, and released. And that's not happening anymore.
That's over.
MPP plays a role in that. The Flores rule that passed last week that will begin allowing us to hold families together for more than 20 days is an enormous change.
Sure.
Posing a major loophole.
Let me ask you about this, because I want to touch on the dishonesty, if you will, of those on the other side of the conversation, and there's a lot of it.
Do we have that much time?
Yeah, well, you got a little bit. Ken, I appreciate the levity, but yeah, we do, because here's something that came up in the last 24 hours that I would be remiss if I didn't talk about it early in the conversation, and that is $271 million being redirected from FEMA for additional border security enhancements and measures. $271 million, which in Washington is not a lot of money, fair to say. It's a lot of money to the rest of us, but to Washington it's not. And Chuck Schumer and other Democrats come out and saying this is a terrible risk to American. But this has happened 8 out of the last 10 years. And if I'm not mistaken, every single year of the Obama administration, there was money redirected from FEMA for border security. But now it's a big problem to Chuck Schumer and other Democrats because it's happening with this administration.
Right. Well, that does seem they are consistently inconsistent in that regard, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it's coming from more than just FEMA, Coast Guard as well, and others. And it's going to go not just to wall, but also to detention beds, which is an expanded need for ICE in particular. That's been a logjam in the system. And, the law says people are supposed to be detained who come over illegally until their hearings. That's what the law says. But Congress hasn't funded those facilities. And we know when they actually take the expert's advice what happens, because, Steve, you'll remember in early June, Congress, after screaming manufactured crisis and everything else, finally took a breath, stopped hyperventilating, and actually funded the handling the management of children coming over the border. And in less than a month, we went from 2,500 in Border Patrol custody to something like a few hundred, with almost none of them being held for more than 3 days, which is the measure of moving them on.
Well, and that's a measure of success. A measure of success. Ken Cuccinelli here with us.
And very quick.
Hold that thought.
It took no time.
Yeah, hold that thought, Ken, because we got to hit a break here. It's an unavoidable break, but I want to bring you back because I want to talk about Lazarus and how they twisted the poem and kind of went after you a little bit. And then some of the real numbers, what's really happening at the southern border. We have Ken Cuccinelli here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business. Moving Michigan forward.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan. They're working on projects across the state, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Apply now. You can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.